Happy holidays, guys. It's Dan Weber with another podcast today. Today, while it's been incredibly cold in Texas, I want to remember that December is a month of warmth and reflection. As we approach the end of another great year, we start to really think about our goals for next year. What will 2019 bring for you? What will you accomplish? What will you do differently? What can you achieve? You know, how great do you want 2019 to be, and how willing are you to do what it takes to get there? Bill Gates once said, most people overestimate what they can do in a day and underestimate what they can do in a year. So to avoid that, this podcast is dedicated to the SMART goals. Use this acronym for each goal you have in 2019. First, be specific. Your goal should be clear, otherwise you won't be able to focus your efforts or feel truly motivated to achieve it. When drafting your goal, try to answer these questions. What do I want to accomplish? Why is this goal important? Measurable. It's important to have a measurable goal so that you can track your progress and stay motivated. Assessing progress helps you stay focused, meet your deadlines, and even get excited about getting closer to achieving that goal. So a measurable goal should address these questions, like how much, or how many, or how will I know when this is accomplished? For example, if you're looking to grow your center, is it by how much money or by how many students? And how will you know when you've hit that level of growth? Making sure your goal's achievable. Your goal also needs to be realistic and attainable to be successful. It should stretch your abilities, but still remain possible. When you set an achievable goal, you may be able to identify previously overlooked opportunities or resources that can bring you closer to it. So an achievable goal will usually answer questions such as, how can I accomplish this goal? How realistic is the goal based on other constraints such as financial factors? Making sure your goal is relevant. This step is about ensuring that your goal matters to you and that it also aligns with other relevant goals. We all need support and assistance in achieving our goals, but it's important to retain control over them. So make sure that your plans drive everyone forward, but that you're still responsible for achieving your own goals. Questions that you can ask yourself to help identify if this goal is relevant is, does this seem worthwhile? Is this the right time? Does this match our efforts or our needs? Am I the right person to reach this goal? Is it an acceptable in the current environment? So making sure that you're the right person to answer those questions. And then finally, time bound. Every goal needs a target date so that you have a deadline to focus on and something to work toward. This part of the SMART goal helps prevent everyday tasks from taking priority over your longer term goals. So questions that you can ask to help with this is, when is it due? What can I do 6 months from now? What can I do 6 weeks from now? What can I do today? So do your best to follow those five steps when setting up your goals for 2019. And don't underestimate what you can do next year. Wishing you all a happy and warm end of 2018. Happy holidays, guys.